talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. His slip sliding away.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Paul Simon, Slip Sliding Away. Did you catch the reference to home in the clip that we played? We try to find a song that has a reference to the home. Every week in our home theme song, and so I think we've done that with different songs. I would, in my experience, home is mentioned quite a bit in music, probably only second to drinking, which is fine. And I mentioned that just because. A few years ago, my daughter mentioned, "Boy, there's a lot of songs in country music about drinking." But hey, that's life. That's the way it is. So, not saying anything against or against that or anything. I love to have a cold one myself. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's happening January 24th through the 26th. At the North Charleston Convention Center. And speaking of the home show, this has never happened to us before. We usually really start selling our home show booths to our home show in earnest after starting in October. But we've had such great demand from our vendors we're about 83% sold out on display space for the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th, and that's never happened before. And so I think what might be driving that a bit is demand is starting to, I guess those higher interest rates are taking a toll, and from what I hear from when I drop off Charleston Home and Design Magazine to different showrooms around the area, is things are steady. They're not overwhelmed with business, but they're steady, and every business to sustain itself needs more projects, and so a lot of those companies have signed up early for the Charleston Home and Design Show. We've still got great spaces available. If you'd like to learn more about being in the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call at 843-577-7652, and we'd be happy to talk with you. We really only accept companies, home service providing companies, that cater to affluent homeowners, and so we don't want our attendees who visit the show to have to turn a blind eye to some of the mop salesmen and different junky kind of vendors that you see at other home shows here in Charleston. We are strictly home-related companies. You don't come to a home show to see other than anything other than home-related vendors. That's what folks are coming to our home show for. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Katie Boone, and she's with Danco Modern Furniture. Got a great interview there. Also, Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter. Whitney Whitlock with We Thrive HR. And also Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Well, this is opening weekend of college football, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the weather cooling down as well, and won't be this weekend, but in the coming weeks. And I'm also excited about the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our fall issue, which our dedicated team is working on now. But we still have about a month left if you want to pick up the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's got Melanie Paxson. She's the fairy godmother in Disney's Descendants series, and she invites us into her home. Great photos there. Also, our summer issue is our annual outdoor living issue. So if you want some great ideas for outdoor living, especially with football season happening, check that out. We also have a pet-friendly design feature. And finally, a feature on that focuses in on the architect difference. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Katie Boone with Danco Modern Furniture. How are you, Katie?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Katie, take a moment and tell everyone about Danco Modern Furniture.
Great. Danco Modern Furniture is in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. This store is the brainchild of the late Dan Hogard, who was an artist and an entrepreneur from Denmark. He and his wife, Joan, started importing Danish goods to the U.S. and back in the 60s, and discovered and fell in love with Charleston in the mid-80s. And they opened the doors here in 1986. The store is still locally owned and operated by their son, Paul Hogard. And we still, in fact, carry some of the same original brands. But over the years, we've evolved into not just modern, contemporary, not just Danish, Italian, domestic. We have a lot of U.S.-made product, Italian, Canadian. So it just keeps, it's fluid. Mm-hmm. Keeps growing.
Oh, yeah. Everything's, looks and styles change, and I'm sure Danco is making adjustments with what people want and everything like that. Do you folks go to a one of the furniture markets up in High Point?
We do. We definitely go to High Point. Paul has been before to Copenhagen and Milan, but it's gotten to the point where if you want to sell in the United States, you're going to show in High Point.
So yeah,
that's
the place to go.
It's the biggest show in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, how would you describe the look of modern furniture at Danco Modern Furniture?
So modern furniture kind of encompasses a few ideas. The birthplace of quote unquote mid-century modern. Was undeniably primarily in the Scandinavian areas of Europe. So the focus on mid-century in today's market, its popularity, is really between, I'd say, the 1940s and 1960s, with a particular emphasis on the late 60s. But a lot of the modern designs were conceived much earlier than that. Many of the modern classics were created around the turn of the last century. And we offer styles based on the classics up until today's contemporary designs. And we feature some of the most progressive and successful designers in the industry. But modern is clean lines, also organic shapes that are inspired by nature. It's minimal, it's uncluttered, and it's ultimately designed for the comfort of the human anatomy. Very, very ergonomic.
So it just doesn't look good. It's comfortable to sit in.
It is very comfortable to sit in. It's the seats tend to be, like, seating tends to be a little lower, a little smaller sometimes, but it's not as squishy, so it's more supportive. Your lumbar is taken into account, and it's just very, very livable.
I remember Pierre Hogard, who passed away, who was running the store at the time, telling.
Sure, I worked for Pierre as well.
That's right. I recall that. I remember him telling me about how customers would stop in and be interested in, like, a rice bed, for example, or something that's more traditional. But that's not what you'll find at Danco Modern Furniture, right?
No, it's not. There's plenty of options out there for that, and you know, we definitely have at all times we have a niche market. Currently, modern furniture is trending again as well. So, and a lot of people are moving here from other areas, as you know, and they're used to more contemporary options too. So,
well, I know that. The furniture that Danco Modern Furniture has available looks great in, like, some of the old homes downtown with the brick walls and everything like that, and the tall ceilings and old heart pine floors. But what about what other styles of homes does Danco Modern Furniture work in?
Oh gosh, we've got customers with all kinds of, I mean, of course it looks picture perfect in a contemporary loft style condo.
Right.
You know, like, we've had many customers from the Tides. We've had customers with little bungalows, beach bungalows, East Cooper, West Ashley homes built in the 50s, built in the 80s. It's it doesn't have to be stark and all contemporary, you know. And it looks great in historic properties. With my favorite thing to work with really is the eclectic mix. We're helping customers blend their style. Because they're often the most inviting, and help the homeowner tell their own story, you know, from their interest and their history and their life experiences, and blended with, you know, a new, yummy, comfy leather ergonomic chair and sofa. It's a lot of fun.
Yep, my wife's got her eye on the stressless recliners that that you folks sell, and it's just a matter of time before we pull the trigger and get a couple of those.
They're life changing.
Oh, really?
They are really the industry standard in terms of ergonomics and quality, and a lot of companies, you know, have copied their style, but they don't have the DNA of the true stressless brand from Norway. It's been around since 1971. The recliners have they started out in the 30s under the umbrella name Ekornes, Ekornes, making mattresses, and they always did make mattresses, but now they are selling them to the United States as well. And they're they're kind of a game changer too.
Mm. Nice, nice.
So I'll tell your wife next time I see her.
Definitely. In what rooms does Danco Modern Furniture offer furnishings?
All of them. In all of them interior. We don't do outdoor furniture currently. But anywhere from living room, dining room, bedroom, kitchen, office, home office. I would say we have a slight specialty in seating, because that's where comfort's most important. So sofas, chairs, recliners, but we do it all. We mm-hmm. do homes from top to bottom.
Have you had any customers that have furnished their entire home exclusively with Danco Modern Furniture?
Yes, we have.
Wow.
And, yeah. And again, anywhere from, historic South Abroad to, on the river at Wando, big old house with the dock, and, to a small condo.
Mm.
I mean, it's, that's the really, satisfying part of working here, is just helping people enjoy their homes.
Yeah, I bet that's fun when they say help me furnish my entire house.
It is fun.
Yeah,
it of course it's fun, but you know, it's also fun to say help me fix what I have and mm-hmm. work, you know, bring a piece or two in and make it work.
What are some of the best sellers at Danco Modern Furniture?
Oh, well, Stressless, of course. As we noted before, the recliners, we've been selling. They also have sofas. They have power sofas, which are very popular right now. Very, very comfortable. Scobie is an old line from the past, and they're still actually manufactured in Denmark. They do mostly dining. American Leather, we do a lot with. They're 100% made in the U.S., out of Dallas. They had hundreds of fabric options, leather options, styles. They have an amazing sleeper sofa that's always voted the best sleeper on the market. And if you live in the Low Country, you're going to have guests. So we sell a true. Ton of those. Italian high design, like Bontempi, Caligaris, and I would say those are our top lines. Oh, BDI, can't leave them out. They do amazing entertainment centers and office systems.
Hmm. Yeah, is the sofa you mentioned, the sleeper sofa, is that the comfort sleeper?
Yes, it is. You've done your homework.
Well, I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, so it's making it easy. Is that comfort sleeper looks very comfortable. Are there any bars that will mess up your back?
No. There are no bars and no springs. It's a patented system on a platform, and it folds in three spots. And so it's just foam on a platform bed, on a platform base. And it's amazingly comfortable to sit on as well as a sofa.
Some of those
no springs, no bars.
Oh, that's good. I think everybody's had that experience of staying at your grandmother's house or something. And
oh gosh, yeah.
some of those sleeper sofas are a little challenging to open. Is that the case with comfort sleepers, American Leather sleeper sofas?
No, it's so easy, and they've improved that over time.
Well, that's important these days for sure. Well, good. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? We're almost out of time.
I think I've covered everything. If you have any other questions, you know, it's we have a long history here and a long family history of the Hogarths bringing a little bit of European flavor to as a front runner, and it's just neat to still to be a part of that and be a part of this community.
And how long has Danko Modern Furniture been in business?
Well, again, Dan Hogard started in Massachusetts in the 70s, early 70s, and through his passion for travel and sailing, landed here in Charleston, and we have been open here since 1986. Mm-hmm. Started downtown on East Bay Street, and then moved to Mount Pleasant in 1991.
Yep, I remember, because I moved here in 1990, right after Hugo, and I was staying with some friends of mine, and when I first moved here, and two doors down is where Pierre and his wife at the time, Liz, lived, and got to know them, and I had moved into an apartment at Bay Club over in Mount Pleasant, and it was like, I need furniture. And Pierre hooked me up. I had a beautiful teak dining room table, solid wood with solid wood teak chairs, just amazing.
Wow.
I ended up passing them on to a relative of mine. So they're still in existence, operating.
You know, Tim, I hear that all the time from repeat customers who come in. I bought my dining room. I bought my sofa here 30 years ago, and it's still great. And that's what we want. You know, we want heirloom quality.
Well, and so much furniture is disposable these days. I mean, some sofas may last five, six years, and you're ready to. So, I mean, if you're looking, you really do get what you pay for, and if you're looking for something that you can have for a long time, I think about my mother. She's reupholstered her sofa and her home up north a couple of times, and I'm like, wow, you don't want to just buy a new sofa? No, it's in great shape.
Yeah.
So,
and that's kind of that generation too.
Yep.
But yeah, you absolutely get what you pay for, and it's just too important, you know, the time we spend in our homes to not be comfortable, and also to be good, you know, good for your back.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely right. And you know, I hate throwing stuff away, but if it wears out or whatever, you have to do that. But with a big ticket item like furniture, you might as well get something that's going to be around for a long time. So,
I agree.
Well, how can folks get more information about Danko Modern Furniture?
Give us a call. Stop by the showroom. Our website is a work in progress and soon to be up and running a little bit better. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and can email us as well. But we, you know, we very much encourage people to come in and try some of our pieces here, because they're unlike other stores in the area,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes surprisingly comfortable and worth it for somebody who's not expecting it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I do. And you've got a fantastic location. What's the address there?
It's 1035 Johnny Dodds in Mount Pleasant. We're right across from Celadon Furniture and right next to Play It Again Sports.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very convenient for everyone. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Katie Boone with Danko Modern Furniture, and you can always find Danko Modern Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter. How are you doing, Tim?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tim, take a moment and tell everyone about Bath Fitter.
Would love to, Tim. Bath Fitter is a bathroom remodeling company that just focuses on the wet area of your bathroom. They've been doing this now for 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th year anniversary. We're located right here locally on Dorchester Road with a showroom. We're glad to have people come in. And we do not use any subcontractors. Everybody that is employed with Bassfitter is Bassfitter trained. So, great company.
Gotcha. So what would be a typical customer for Bassfitter that Bassfitter could help a homeowner with? What's the age of the bathroom, and what kinds of problems might they be experiencing now where Bassfitter could help them?
Well, that's a great question, Tim, but it's usually a fiberglass unit that was put in when the home was built. That fiberglass unit tends to become brittle after a period of time. It cracks along the bottom. If it's in the second floor, that could be a problem. But even on a slab home, you don't want your bathtub to be cracked because it tends to leak. So that's probably the biggest thing we see, Tim, is the removal of fiberglass units. And then we can put in either a walk-in shower or replace it with a bathtub as well.
Okay, gotcha. And what if someone had a one of those garden tubs? You don't see too many of those, but they were popular, I think, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I had one in my house as well. We do have replacements for that as well. We have over 700 different tubs that we can replace with. Or what we can do is take that big garden tub out and make you a nice big walk-in shower with a bench and all the accessories and bells and whistles go with it. That's what I did at my house, and it really turned out nice.
Mm, yeah, that garden tub kind of is the place where you throw the dirty laundry or something. It's people. We should take more time out to soak and relax, but we Americans we're on the go.
We are on the go, Tim. It doesn't seem like we have enough time for anything anymore.
Right. What is it about? Because there are other companies that advertise similar services. What would you say really makes Bassfitter stand out from some of the other bathroom remodeling companies?
Sure, that's a great question as well, Tim. Bassfitter is 100% manufactured in their plant. They're delivered by Bassfitter trucks and installed by Bassfitter employees. So everything that we install, we make from the ground up, so to speak. So that allows us to give you a true lifetime warranty, and that lifetime warranty is transferable. So if you upgrade your bathroom and sell your home, it does transfer to the new owners, which is something that a lot of companies don't do. So we have the ability to control our costs because we manufacture, we ship, we install, all within Bassfitter employees.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about the material itself that Bassfitter is coming back with? What's it made of, and what maybe sets that apart from some of the other bathroom companies?
Certainly. So Bassfitter is made as 100% acrylic. It's the same stuff that football helmets are made out of, so it's a very high-end, high-impact acrylic. It also is 100% non-porous, so it can't stain. So it's very, very easy to clean. And the Bassfitter installation process, they actually bend the corners of the wall, so there's no seams in the corner. That actually stands us out from our competitors, because they always have seams in their corners where they have to caulk it. And we all know what happens with the caulking in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll eventually dry up or
it's a maintenance thing.
Lose
yeah,
its you, effectiveness.
You right. Correct.
Or get really black and moldy and ugly, right?
That's absolutely correct. That's another advantage to a bath fitter. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And homeowners have a lot of different choices in terms of what the acrylic material looks like. Like I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it has a
the walls look like a subway tile, for example. Mm-hmm. And so are there different options besides just the subway tile look that you have here?
Oh, absolutely. So when you have a consultation from Bassiter, we bring out all the different samples, but there's many different wall types. There's 10 different tile types, for instance. And so it's got the look of the tile, but you don't have the grout lines that you have to clean. So again, it's 100% acrylic, 100% non-porous, so it cleans very, very easily.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then what about the plumbing fixtures themselves? Is that something the homeowner buys on their own, or is that part of the package with Bathfitter?
Great question again, Tim. That is part of the package. So we take care of the plumbing in the wall and underneath the tub or shower. We use Moen products, we use Delta products, and we use Simmons products, which is seeing a lot of commercial jobs. So we take care of everything in the wall, and then the trim packages on the outside. Everything from chrome to brushed nickel to black to oil rub bronze. All that's taken care of and matched up perfectly.
Mm. And you just mentioned something that caught my attention. Can Bathfitter do an install on a commercial job, or is it just 100% residential?
Oh no! Bathfitter started in the commercial world, so we have an awful lot of commercial projects going on all over the country, including some cruise ship lines down in Florida. So yeah, commercial jobs is where Bathfitter started. We have a lot of references for that as well.
Gotcha. And if someone was maybe with the high prices with inflation these days, they want a new bathroom, they need a new tub and shower, but they don't have the money right up front. Are there any kind of specials that Bathfitter has?
Certainly, we have a couple different options on that. We have two different finance companies that we can offer financing through. But right now, as a promotion, we're offering a 0% for 24 months promo. So basically, you use the bank's money and you get 24 months to pay it back. So it's a really good promo. And like I said, we have two different lenders for all different credit types.
Gotcha. And yeah, interest rates are still kind of high. And so to be able to get your new bathroom with no interest, that's definitely a value today for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, what are some of the more popular products that Bathfitter is installing? You mentioned before we started the interview the step-in shower. Is that's something that maybe someone who might be wants to stay in their home, age in place, that seems like something that would appeal to them?
So yeah, absolutely, Tim. So it seems to be our most popular thing. Is we'll remove one of the tubs, usually the master, and put in a step-in shower. Surprisingly, that step-in shower makes it feel like there's a lot more room because you don't have that bowl, so to speak, in the bathtub where you have to walk over that ledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes it look bigger. Some of the more popular things we're doing right now is a bench. You know, so you can, you mentioned age in place, so that you can sit with a handheld. We always have the options of different types of grab bars and that sort of thing, shelving options, doors. So we can get as elaborate as you would like.
Gotcha. And how long does a typical bathroom remodel with Bathfitter take?
Usually the installer gets there at 8 a.m. and is usually done by 5 p.m. So it's a one-day install for 99% of our projects.
Great. Yeah, that people love that instant gratification. And
they don't want contractors walking through their house for days on end. So that's
correct.
Certainly appreciated, I'm sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
Absolutely, Tim. They can come by our showroom here at 4510 Dorchester Road. Basically, we're right across the street from the Harley-Davidson. They can call here at 843-767-4008 and set up a consultation, or 24/7 online at www.bathfitter.com.
All right, great. And you can always find Bathfitter within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Tim Polzin with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
And talking to us now is Whitney Whitlock with We Thrive HR. How are you doing, Whitney?
Great. Thanks for having me, Tim.
You bet. Whitney, take a moment and tell our listeners all about We Thrive HR.
Great. So I started the company about 4 years ago in really a product of servicing small businesses that did not have in-house HR and needed the support and wanted to feel like a Fortune 500 company and have the same services and support. So we like to take all of the HR information that companies have and we'll put it into a system and manage everything on their behalf. So it sets them up for success.
Gotcha. So what, define what the acronym or the letters HR stand for and what is included under HR?
Of course. So human resources, and everyone thinks that's just hiring and firing, but that's not necessarily the case. You know, right now in our culture, it's all about really coming alongside the employees, helping them develop, grow, creating a work-life balance for a lot of people in today's age and times where we're just so busy. And so we help from like the recruiting aspect all the way through the entire employee life cycle. And we take that off of the business owner's plate. So really we'll help from the recruit to the onboard to payroll and benefit enrollment. We'll do help them do performance reviews. We'll help create events and gatherings for their employees. We'll do trainings on personality assessments. And then we can also help offboard, but also do training for managers so that they are doing a good job of that and helping keep the company compliant.
Gotcha. So what size companies typically have a full-time human relations person that handles all those things? How big are those companies usually?
Of course. So a lot of it's going to come down to budget because a lot of HR professionals are in the 70,000 to 80,000 range or higher. And so, you know, it's going to be companies that can afford that. But what we see is the minimum usually is about 30 employees. And then by 50 to 60 employees, you definitely need someone there helping support. And what our team does is we like to help companies with under 50 employees. And then we organize and manage it. And once they get to that size, then we will help them recruit and hand everything over and train that person to help them in-house. So it's really just a step-by-step process. And, you know, and we're all about growth.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the smaller businesses out there, Charleston Home and Design is an example of that. We've got about 8 or 9 employees and we probably wouldn't have enough for a dedicated HR person to do with just 8 employees. But that may be the case with a number of companies. But there's important things that fall into the HR category that need to be addressed. You can't ignore those things. That's where We Thrive HR can step in and help a business owner, right?
That's right. And honestly, there's so many great systems out there, but there's a lot to where companies don't know which one is the best or which ones to choose. And so we've already vetted all that out for everyone. And we can come alongside on a month retainer, or, you know, just for a few months to help them get situated, especially if they're under 10 employees. But really getting an HR like management system that is seamless and automated for you, and keeping all of your documents digital, organized, checklists, all those things, so that if you were to get audited, you're not going to be in trouble.
Right. So, We Thrive HR, you folks, can help a business owner, as they grow and they're interested in maybe, hiring some staff. And, that means that business owner would have to stop what they're doing, to have to take time to, start recruiting new staff members, and that's something we Thrive HR can take care of, right?
Exactly. And a lot of recruiters right now are charging 20-30% to place a candidate, and what we do is when we're putting that client into the HR system, this system helps you recruit on your behalf, so it's doing a lot of that active searching and lead generation for you, to where a lot of times our clients do not have to pay a recruiter. And we also will help screen for the initial stage, just to make sure that they're getting, you know, 5 to 10 like really solid candidates, and then they take the process from there. So it saves companies a lot of money, because obviously, depending on who you're hiring, that percentage can, you know, cost the business a lot.
Right. So. Yeah. One of the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design, gave me this line, a while back: hire slow and fire fast.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
And,
it's being honest, right, with the employee, and not dragging them along, and the silent quitting. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Silent quitting. I think I use a different term. Short timer syndrome.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They've already checked out, and but they're still drawing a paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. And what is onboarding? What is that term? That's one of the I'm looking at the We Thrive HR ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. I've never really known what onboarding means.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So for us, that first day with a new hire is crucial. You're setting the stage for what the company culture is. Are you prepared for them? You know, people make up their mind usually like within the first 30 days. So having someone there to greet them, to make sure they sign all of their documents to be compliant. A lot of companies don't realize like you have to do E-Verify in South Carolina. There's a ton of paperwork, like acknowledging right to work posters, acknowledging OSHA and ADA, depending on how big the company is, making sure they have proper handbooks that are updated. There's just a lot of actual documentation that a lot of small businesses don't realize they need to have. But in all honesty, it's really just to set you up for success. For really, a handbook is basically the company's Bible,
right,
of like what their expectations are. So if you don't go over that with the employee, they don't really know what you're expecting from them. And then, you know, a lot of times managers will get upset because there was this miscommunication, basically, because that person wasn't quote unquote onboarded properly. They weren't walked through what's the mission of this company, the purpose, what are their values, what are the hours of operation, how long do I have to respond to someone in an email? Are your expectations 24 hours or 48 hours? Do you allow guns in the workplace? You know, if you have a concealed carry permit, like, are you allowing that or not? So what's your PTO policy? Just so many things that I think a lot of companies are like, we'll figure it out as we go.
Right.
And then they'll get frustrated because an employee, you know, does something against one of those policies, but they don't have anything in place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just this game of you're being reactive versus proactive.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of rules and that a company has to comply with, that they may not even know. You mentioned before, like for instance, It seems like every year we get an audit for workers' comp, the number of employees we have, and things like that. And that's something that we Thrive HR would be able to help a homeowner, a business with, right?
Exactly. Yes, for sure. And that's, we specialize in the construction area. So basically, especially when you're going to hire, we know what those business owners are looking for in terms of qualifications, qualities, previous experience. We're well networked, so we a lot of times maybe know previous employers that they've worked with and can help get good references and things like that as well.
Right. Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about We Thrive HR?
Of course. No, that's a great question. Honestly, my email is whitney@wethrivehr.com, or they can call me directly and just go to our website for all of that information. There is a short little form on Contact Us that they can fill out, and it comes directly to my email.
And if you pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you can look at the We Thrive HR ad, and it has a QR code that you can scan, and you can get in touch with We Thrive HR that way as well. And we have been talking with Whitney Whitlock with We Thrive HR. Thanks so much, Whitney.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Arbor Building Group.
Arbor Building Group, we are a custom home builder and general contractor in the Charleston area, serving the greater Charleston area and, all the coastal communities and islands. Been around here since 2008. Originally we moved here from North Carolina. We were a custom builder for 20 years up in the North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham area. And, we've been down here now since again, 2008, and, been having a lot of fun doing a lot of great building around here and, meeting a lot of nice folks.
Gotcha. 2008. That must've been an interesting time for Arbor Building Group to get started, right during the start of, what they call the Great Recession.
And that was kind of strategic that's when we made the move, because again, to your point, the industry was kind of dead at that point in time. And, we had always been coming to Charleston area for 40 something years on vacation. And we wanted to, definitely, be down here and retire here. So, I kind of made the decision at that time to, hey, let's get down to Charleston now on the ground floor. The industry will come back and we'll be in there on the ground floor. And actually that actually panned out to work out pretty well, because we did. We got in here, got settled in, and, caught the whole upswing and, been, busy as can be ever since.
Right, right. Well, you being you've been here for about 15 years or so, if my math is correct, more than 15 years. And was there a learning curve for you in terms of going from the different types of environment, building homes in North Carolina to building homes on the coast?
There's definitely some different requirements, wind load, different things, elevations, because of, flooding issues here, and different floodplains. And that's actually, now you hit on that note. It's actually, that is a huge hunk of our business, because, with the new FEMA floodplain, flood elevations that came out, they revised all of the flood elevations in the area, and now if people want to do a major addition or want to do a certain percentage of improvement to their home, they have to bring their house up to code. So we do a lot of lifting of homes as well, taking them off a crawl space, putting them up on pylons, getting them up above the floodplain requirements. So that has been a big part of our business, doing that and doing a lot of large scales. We are actually doing a couple of big large scale projects on Isle of Palms right now. And we just finished up a nice project on Kiowa. And we're also dug in like a tick, because, my history is, I'm originally from upstate New York in the Millbrook area, which is a lot of historical properties up there. And when we first come down here, that's really how we got a groove in the Charleston area, is due to a tremendous amount. We still do a tremendous amount of work on historical restoration in the downtown area. We've done work for Clemson University on some of the buildings they own. We work with the city of Charleston, as well as, you know, private ownership of homes as well.
Gotcha. It seems pretty easy to do, but I bet it's not to elevate a home out of a flood zone. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's not, definitely a specialized, there's not a lot of people that do that work. We've been doing it, you know, for quite a while now. It's just very time consuming to do, it takes a while to do, but you just have to have the right knowledge and right now to do it and can lift up pretty much anything. We don't really get into moving the houses around on the lot. Then, you'd have to get another company for that. But if you're going to keep the same footprint, just go up, that's kind of what we do. We have not moved a house from a different parcel to another parcel. That's a whole nother ball game.
Who is a candidate to elevate their home? Has their flood insurance gone up like crazy, or have they experienced different flood events?
Well, we get some level of that, but most of it is, the client would say, hey, I want to put a nice large addition on my house, or I want to tear the roof off and put a second story on my house. But because of the code requirements, the municipality will tell you, hey, you can't do that unless you first raise your house to bring your house into compliance with the current code. Then you can go ahead and do your addition. Otherwise, we will not allow you to put that kind of value add into a house that is, not code compliant, if you will.
Gotcha. So it's the is this the city of Charleston, the municipality you're referring to?
It's anywhere and everywhere, really, anywhere, that you want to build, Charleston County, South Carolina code, anywhere in South Carolina, and most of the coastal areas, it's starting to happen all the way up and down the coast. And we have had a lot of people on Kiowa lately and Seabrook and different coastal areas that these insurance companies are dropping these or threatening to drop their insurances unless they, because we've been doing a tremendous amount also of putting impact windows in, impact doors, and getting houses up to code that way as well. That kind of been taking care of the need, and the insurance companies are kind of going back to sleep on these people saying, okay, you've done this work, you've put in all the impact windows and such, so we're good, we'll keep you insured. So the insurance company's starting to play a little hardball with clients and their clients. So.
Right. Gotcha. Does Arbor Building Group, do you build new construction, or is it strictly renovations?
No, we actually build custom homes as well. And, we basically stay in the Charleston County area. We have a lot right now actually in Johns Island. We have a house, a 5-acre lot there that, we have up for sale, to build a house on right on the Kiowa River. But, we build, houses here and there, but, to get traction down here, there are a lot of custom builders in the area, and, we get a certain level of traction there, but our traction right now, that we have has been in the historical restoration and, a lot of large scale renovation. I mean, complete gut outs. We'll take a complete house, gut it, add X amount of square footage or, do whatever we need to do to the home, based on, the plan of attack of what we're trying to do to the home.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference in terms of?
I like to do both. We like to do both. We like to do exciting work too. We don't build track house kind of quality things. It's not what we're about. We are a custom builder, and we cater to our clients as we should.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, talk about any projects that maybe come to mind that you're particularly proud of that Arbor Building Group has undertaken maybe since you started here in 2008?
We've done so many projects, but we've done a couple, really, all our stuff is kind of unique in a way. And I really love the historical work because it's something different every day. And not everybody can do that work. When you have a house that's listing at 10 degrees, what's the word we use here? Patina?
The Charleston tilt is what I've heard.
Yeah, you got the Charleston tilt. Exactly. But, it's funny. We had hired a couple, we always, looking for good, master carpenters. little short story is I had a guy come out and, you know, we're replacing some doors in a house. I was listing about, you know, 7-8 degrees. He puts in a brand new door. I said, man, that don't look. Yeah. I said, that's not right. What do you mean? It's totally level. I said, that's the problem. You have to level, because now it's out of place. You got to put the door in at 7 degrees. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, you have to be able to work with different substrates, if you will.
Yeah. You make those compromises. It may not be perfectly square, but it looks right in its setting.
A really cool job we do is on 10 Gillen Street downtown. We did that a couple of years back, and that was probably one of the most photographed buildings downtown. And we took that building, and it was a 4-story building, and gutted it out on the inside and reposted and beamed the entire interior and basically rebuilt it inside of the masonry exterior frame that was there. And that building was built, I think, in 1845. So that was a really fun project to do, and we exposed a lot of ancient architecture in there, or, you know, that was that was covered up over the years, and we exposed all the brickwork and stuff, and that came out really sweet. That was a really fun project to do.
Did you come across any treasures in that renovation?
Actually, we made the New York Times. We shut down, I think, 4 city blocks. There was an old artillery shell inside the building. And one of our guys is an ex-military. He said, hey, boss, you know, this thing's a live round. I said, what? And so we called the Navy. They came, and they shut down the whole 4 corners downtown. It actually made the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty exciting, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Did you get to keep the shell?
No, they actually took it in a black van, took it up to the the base up there, and they don't even tell you whether it was live or they dead or not. They don't want you to know.
Right, right.
It was a big. They said if this shell went off, it would have leveled the whole city street. So it was a huge shell.
Dang.
From like World War II.
Yeah. Oh wow, World War II.
Yeah,
interesting. Well,
I asked, why was this in the building? And they said, well, the original owners, it was in the family for generations. They're using it as a doorstop. I'm like, great.
Yeah, well, it got moved around a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, it did. So you run into things, but. Yeah,
right, sure. Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Arbor Building Group?
We have a presence. Our website is abuildinggroup.com. You can reach us, you know, through our website, contact us there. We're also out of most of the marketing, we have a presence out on the internet, you know, Google, House, most of the big marketing things firms. And we're actually, a couple articles in the Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, you know, we're pretty out there. And, you know, our phone number, if you can call direct, is 843-709-6037. And, we're more than happy to come out and see what we can do for folks.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.